It is Tuesday, July 7th. If you thought the day was wrapping up quietly, you were wrong. Here is what you need to know. FIFA has officially overturned the one-match red card suspension for United States striker Follerin Balogun. The reversal allows Balogun to compete in the team's upcoming match against Belgium. While FIFA has not provided an official explanation for the sudden change, reports suggest the decision followed private pressure from the Trump administration. FIFA's standard disciplinary protocols typically require a formal appeals process, which was notably absent here. This is a hell of a thing to see in professional sports. FIFA's disciplinary framework is designed to be the final word precisely, so that on-field results remain independent of political pressure. By letting a head of state potentially override a refereeing decision, FIFA has signaled that the integrity of the tournament is now effectively for sale. Here is the problem. If you are a player or a fan from a country that does not have a direct line to FIFA leadership, you are suddenly playing a different game than the United States. This is not about whether the original red card was the correct call. It is about the fact that the decision was made through a backroom channel rather than an independent committee. When political power dictates the rules of the pitch, the sport stops being a competition and starts being a tool for state branding. FIFA has forced its own officials into a nightmare scenario. If a referee makes a tough call against the U.S. now, they have to worry about whether they are the next target of a diplomatic intervention. If they choose not to make a call, they look like they are caving to the pressure. Either way, the referee loses, and the game loses too. The business landscape is undergoing a structural reset. We are seeing a fundamental decoupling of revenue from headcount. Solo business applications in professional services, finance, and information have climbed nearly 27% since early 2024. Stripe data indicates that companies started after 2023 are hitting million-dollar revenue milestones significantly faster than their predecessors. AI is acting as a force multiplier, allowing a single founder to handle coding, marketing, and sales without the coordination costs of a traditional team. 63% of C-Corp formed in the second quarter of 2025 were launched by a single founder. Research from Harvard and INSEAD indicates that AI-native startups are 25% smaller and flatter than traditional firms, even when they carry the same valuation. Which, honestly, is a hell of a thing to watch if you spent your career climbing a corporate ladder. The traditional path of internships leading to stable, long-term employment is losing its luster. It makes the high-agency path of founding a business look like a surprisingly rational bet, even for elite students who were supposed to be the next generation of middle management. If the market is going to be this ruthless, you might as well know where the cracks are. Here are the other stories moving the needle tonight. The Boston Celtics are reportedly trading Jaylen Brown for Paul George to prioritize long-term financial flexibility. The new collective bargaining agreement makes it difficult for contenders to keep two high-salary players, so the team is reportedly prioritizing the salary cap over current roster chemistry. Polymarket reportedly grew their reach by 10 times by hiring a marketing firm to pay teenagers to post fake, viral clips. It is a strategy that has drawn significant scrutiny for its reliance on manufactured engagement to drive betting volume. 60% of all stock trading is now done by passive index funds. This means money is moving based on market weight, not because a company is actually doing anything useful. It is a feedback loop that feels like a house of cards. Magnitude is currently leading the Horse of the Year race after wins in the Stephen Foster and a strong showing in the Dubai World Cup. It is a reminder that some horses are actually worth the hype, even if mid-season rankings often fluctuate. Civilian casualties in Somalia reportedly spike whenever mid-level commanders can order airstrikes without White House oversight. It turns out that, when you remove the bureaucratic red tape, the threshold for engagement drops significantly. That is the state of things, we will see what tomorrow brings.